चीनीमंडी.com पॉडकास्ट। इंडियन गवर्नमेंट नोटिफाइज ऑन शुगर एक्सपोर्ट पॉलिसी ऑफ 60 लाख मेट्रिक टन्स। इन अ नोटिफिकेशन इश्यूड ऑन 12th डे ऑफ सितंबर 2019, द डिपार्टमेंट ऑफ फूड एंड पब्लिक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन विद द व्यू टू फैसिलिटेट एक्सपोर्ट ऑफ शुगर ड्यूरिंग द शुगर सीजन 2019-20, 1st October 2019 to September 2020, thereby improving the liquidity position of sugar mills, enabling them to clear cane price dues of farmers for sugar season 2019-20, notified the scheme for providing assistance to sugar mills for expenses on marketing costs like including handling, upgrading and other processing costs and costs of international and internal transport and freight charges on export of sugar as under. Number 1. Purpose of assistance. The funds to be provided as assistance to facilitate export is to be used for payment of cane price dues of farmers for the sugar season 2019-20 and cane price arrears of previous sugar seasons, if any. Number 2. Eligibility. Sugar mills which fulfill the following conditions will be eligible for assistance under this scheme. A. The sugar mills should have exported sugar up to the extent of their maximum admissible export quantity, MAEQ, determined by the central government for such mills for the sugar season 2019-20, either themselves or through a merchant exporter. However, to become eligible to get assistance, a sugar mill would be required to export at least 50% of its MAEQ. B. This assistance shall be available to only those sugar mills which have exported domestically manufactured sugar under Open General License (OGL) but not under Advanced License, either itself or through an exporter or sourcing sugar any other factory during sugar season 2019-20. C. The sugar mills which export refined sugar through the sugar refinery by way of value addition to either raw sugar obtained as input from domestic sugar manufacturer by invalidation of license issued under Advance Authorization Scheme, or raw or white sugar through OGL shall be considered to have exported domestically manufactured sugar. The sugar mill which has originally manufactured the raw or white sugar or MAEQ holder in case of export through third party, as the case may be, shall be also eligible to receive assistance under the scheme. In this regard, the raw or white sugar manufacturers, MAEQ holders, if other than the sugar manufacturers and the sugar refinery for that purpose, shall enter into bipartite or tripartite agreement as the case may be. The refinery is also required to submit an undertaking on a non-judicial stamp paper declaring that the quantity of refined sugar has been exported by sourcing raw or white sugar from the domestic sugar mills, clearly indicating the name of sugar mills and MAEQ holder if other than sugar manufacturer. The name of such raw or white sugar manufacturer or MAEQ holder should also be indicated in the shipping bills relating to export of such refined sugar. Number 3. Extent of assistance. Number 3. Extent of assistance. The central government will provide a lump sum assistance for expenses on export of sugar limited to MAEQ of sugar mills for the sugar season 2019-20 in the following manner. A. For marketing including handling, quality upgradation, debagging and rebagging and other processing costs, etc. at ₹4,400 per metric ton. B. For internal transport and freight charges including loading, unloading and fobbing, etc. at ₹3,428 per metric ton. C. For ocean freight against shipment from Indian ports to the ports of destination countries, etc. at ₹2,620 per metric ton. In case of export through land custom to other countries, this assistance shall be available only for expenses referred in para 3, point number A and B above. The assistance under the scheme would not be reimbursement but assistance for such expenses incurred as indicated in para 3 above. Sugar mills shall neither be entitled to claim assistance on any other expenses nor be on the rate prescribed by the government. Number 4. Submission of claims. Point number 1. The sugar mills shall be free to submit their claims in two tranches, The first claim could be submitted by the sugar mills on exporting at least 50% of their MAQ. Number 2. The sugar mill shall submit the claim of receiving assistance in the prescribed pro forma A annexed with this notification after fulfilling the eligibility criteria as referred in parrot above to the Chief Director Sugar Directorate of Sugar and Vegetable Oils, Department of Food and Public Distribution, Krishi Bhavan, New Delhi. Number 3. The claim for each tranche should be submitted within 90 days from the date of issue of the last bill of loading for which claim is being made. Delayed submissions beyond 90 days but up to a maximum of 180 days from the date of issue bill of lading would be allowed, subject to a deduction of 10% of the admissible amount. No claim shall be admissible after 180 days from the date of issue of bill of lading with respect to exports made during the particular month under consideration. Point number 5. Modalities of utilization. Number 1. The assistance is to be used for payment of cane price dues of farmers for the sugar season 2019-20 and cane price arrears of previous sugar seasons, if any. Number 2. In order to ensure that the assistance is directly credited into the accounts of farmers, the sugar mill shall open a separate non-lane account in a nationalized bank or cooperative bank and furnish to the bank the list of farmers along with bank accounts, details and extent of cane price dues payable to the farmers for the sugar season 2019-20 and cane price arrears of previous sugar seasons duly certified by cane commissioner, director of sugar of the state concerned. The bank shall credit the amount of the assistance to the farmers' accounts on behalf of the mills against cane dues payable and subsequent balance, if any, shall be credited in mills' account. Number 3. The Department of Financial Services shall issue suitable instructions to the banks in this regard. Point number 6. Utilization Certificate. The sugar mill concerned shall submit utilization certificate duly countersigned by respective Sugar Commissioner Director Sugar within 3 months from the date of release of subsidy, certifying that the subsidy so released has been utilized for the purpose specified in the scheme. Any failure to submit the utilization certificate within stipulated time would debar the mill from availing benefit under any other scheme subsequently announced by the central government, and action will be initiated for recovery of the amount including adjustment from dues of the sugar mill in respect of any other scheme being operationalized by DFPD. Point number 7. The sugar mill concerned shall submit bank certificate of export and realization by the bank for the exports made within 120 days from the date of release of assistance. Any failure to submit the bank certificate of export and realization by the bank for the exports within stipulated time would debar the sugar mill from availing benefit under any other scheme subsequently announced by the central government, and action will be initiated for recovery of the amount including adjustment from dues of the sugar mill in respect of any other scheme being operationalized by DFPD. Point number 8. The central government may extend the period of submission of utilization certificate and bank certificate of export and realization by such period as it deems fit, if it is satisfied that there is sufficient cause for the delay in submission of these two documents. Point number 9. DFPD shall closely monitor the prices of sugar both in the domestic as well as global markets and review the availability position of sugar on monthly basis, and based on such reasons, DFPD may amend or withdraw the scheme at any time. Point number 10. DFPD will also review the performance of sugar mills on quarterly basis, and in case of non-performing mills, their MAAQ may be reduced, and accordingly MAAQ of performing and willing sugar mills may be increased. Point number 11. Where DFPD is of the opinion that it is necessary or expedient to do so, it may, by order and for reasons to be recorded in writing, modify or relax any of the conditions of the scheme.